Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a journey into Africa with attorney Jeff Giles on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Jeff Giles. He's the attorney, specializes in mortgages and consumers, and normally when people go on a cruise, you know, they'll go on Carnival or they'll go on Princess Cruises and they'll go to the Caribbean. Not you. You have just come back from a most remarkable 30-day tour of Senegal, Gambia, Ivory Coast, Ghana, Togo, San Tome, Angola, Namibia, and South Africa. Okay, first of all, why on earth would you take a tour like this?
Well, it's kind of a sampler, you know, see some places and maybe go back there at some point in the future. You know, you only stay a little while in each port, and you get a feeling for what things are like there, the people and the, you know, the town, the country. It's just amazing.
But, you know, you could go to the Caribbean and just go to a few nice places, hang out at the resorts. I mean, what kind of tour agency do you deal with?
Oh, I don't use an agency. I just do it myself. You know, I found this one and haggled with them over the price and made a deal and, you know, got some frequent flyer mile tickets to go and pick it up. It was a lot of fun.
All right, so, and I should point out, in the past you've been to places like the Kazakhstan and all over Eastern Europe, to places that people don't usually go.
Right. You know, Western Europe is so expensive and it's just so awful anymore that, you know, you go to London, all you see is Americans flooding the place, so I just don't have any desire to go there.
All right, so give us your impressions. Let's start, let's go through the tour. First of all, what was the ship like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was Oceania, the Regent cruise line, and they're just wonderful. I mean, they treat you like kings. It's great. The food is great. I only gained 2 pounds, but that was because I didn't use the elevators. I used the stairs on the cruise ship and
okay.
Really tried to work on that. But they take great care of you, and it's really magnificent. I enjoyed
it.
Let's
start out in Senegal. And for those that don't know, where in Africa is Senegal?
That's the west coast. That's one of the farthest western points on the continent. If you look at Africa as a skull, this is like the very back of the skull. And the capital's Dakar. If you remember, that's where the Concorde used to refuel on the way to South America when that flew.
And give us your impressions of Senegal.
Sort of a typical West African country, but you'd have to get a reference for what typical West African country was. It's very, very crowded, very hot. I mean, the humidity was just oppressive. It was 90 degrees and 90% every day. And, real poverty, but, the beginnings of infrastructure. They have a skyline, and there's, there are a couple of sunken ships in the harbor blocking the channels. But it was pretty well developed for Africa. I was surprised. I'd never been this part of Africa before, and I was surprised at, how well developed it was. I mean, they have a downtown, and they have stores and shops and Western stuff all over the place.
Do they speak English?
Senegal was French-speaking. If you go to the history books, you'll see that it was England and France that held sway there for many years. So Senegal was French, Gambia was English, Ivory Coast French, Ghana English, that kind of thing. So the people speak those as second languages.
Okay, and how did you find the people?
Very interesting. Those that I interacted with were very friendly. I didn't get any hostile vibes from anybody. There was quite a lot of, I don't know how you put it, but people interested in Westerners, they'd come up and interact with you, and some of them were, of course, were begging, and some of them were just generally interested in interacting and seeing, talking to you, seeing what things are like.
Now, did you sample the local food?
Initially, no. I was kind of afraid. Everybody on the ship was saying, oh, you'll get poisoned, you'll die if you eat that food. So the first couple of ports we didn't, but then after a while we started figuring, well, they're not going to poison us, so the cruise ship wouldn't dock there, so we started eating the food, and it was pretty good. They really put on a spread for you, actually.
And what kind of food?
Oh, rice-based, a lot of chicken, no pork. There's a lot, mostly Muslim influences in that part of the world, so there was beef and lamb and chicken, that kind of thing, and a lot of vegetables, awesome vegetables, of every kind.
And did anybody bring up Donald Trump?
Well, not in West Africa. In South Africa, yes. They worry about that.
Okay,
yeah.
we'll get to that in a minute then. Then you went off to Gambia. Now, how close is Gambia to Senegal?
Well, Senegal surrounds Gambia. Gambia is just a little river valley, and it's used to be the trading center of Africa when the British were there. And it's about 15 miles wide at the widest part and 200 miles long. It's just a little river valley in the middle of Senegal. But it's English-speaking, and that's where that movie Roots from, 20
right.
years ago, that's where that fellow was born. And we went to his village to see what it was like, and unbelievable.
In what way?
Dirt floors, some water. I think some of the houses had water, and it was electrified. I think there was one place in town where you could go and charge your cell phones. Everybody's got cell phones wherever you go in the world. Even in villages with grass huts, they have cell phones. It's just awful.
But now, awful in one respect, but in another respect, it's become part of the currency of the world.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, you see that all the time.
It was interesting when we were in Egypt, in Cairo, you would see 10, 15 people hanging off of a donkey cart, and every single one of them was on their cell phone.
Oh, you see that, too. They ride on tops of buses. If there's a 25-person jitney, it'll go down and with 75 people on it. It's just amazing. They pack them in, climb on the roof, and they seem to all have cell phones.
And are they happy?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see a whole lot of unhappy people. There were a lot of smiling faces everywhere.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jeff Giles and his trip to Africa when we come back.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Resort Casino Reno.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with attorney Jeff Giles about a remarkable 30-day trip he took, a cruise all around Africa to places most people don't go. Tell me about Ivory Coast.
Well, we were the first cruise ship to ever go to Ivory Coast, I'm told. And we had an armed guard with us, at all times. Guys with AK-47s look pretty ferocious. And the Prime Minister came out to greet the ship. Actually, he came out to greet the captain. I didn't see him. But they treated us like kings, took us around, saw some amazing things.
For example, what kind of things?
Oh, the markets are just phenomenal. I mean,
What do they have?
They have everything. You can't imagine a market. They have snails, 2-pound snails in the shell, and buckets of fish, and things that you wouldn't want to even look at. But, they're there for sale. You don't know what they are. And they speak French there, so I had a little bit of trouble, with my high school French being understood. But it was an amazing place.
What kind of places did you get to do some touring there?
Well, we went to the fish market there, and they had some awesome, these big kettles that when they were full of fish, they were 100 kilos, 220 pounds. And six ladies would grab this, and they'd put it on the head of one, and then she, with this on her head, little 5-foot-tall person, would then go down to wherever she was unloading the fish, right from the boats to wherever they get processed. And I don't know how they could do it. I mean, you think there's a 90-pound woman with 220 pounds of fish on her head walking along? I got pictures of that. You just love it. It's wonderful.
Man, that's some serious poise there.
Oh, man, it was just, and the smells, to die for.
In a good way.
A fish market, It was pretty rugged stuff, really. But it was worth it. It was interesting to see some of the older people on the boat. They just, popped their beaks in there and then thought, I'm going back to the bus.
Did you try any of it?
No, it was. There was nothing to eat there. It was strictly the wholesale fish market where the people come in from the boats every night. And that morning they offload and sell them. And, I didn't see any refrigeration anywhere. They must have had it, but I didn't see it.
And what were the people like there? I mean, you said you had guards with AK-47s.
We didn't interact with the people very much. I'm not sure why. Maybe they're told to stay away from the tourists, but I think that's one of the things, the industry is just getting going there, and they want to protect the beginnings of it, and they don't want anybody messing with the tourists. So it was kind of standoffish there a little bit.
All right. Then you moved on to Ghana. So from Senegal to Ghana, what kind of distance is that?
Oh, that's a day's cruise. We didn't go to the capital of Ghana. We went to a place called Takoradi, which is right close to Ivory Coast. And so it probably wasn't more than 200 miles. But it was a big industrial town, but very interesting coastline. And we drove up the coast, and you know, had lunch in a little kind of a resort sort of place where they were just getting tourism going. I mean, the beaches are phenomenal there, and the hotels are just very inexpensive. If somebody wants to go and take in the sun and the sea, I mean, you can do it there for very cheap.
You say industrial town. What kind of industry?
I really am not sure. There was a tour, a little sub-tour to go to see that sort of stuff that was canceled at the last minute. All you could tell there was, you know, there were big buildings and trucks loading and unloading stuff. That's all I could say. They had a lot of agriculture, shipping the yams and onions and whatnot overseas. But it was, you know, it's kind of like going to Cleveland. If you come to the United States for the first time, you'd be in Cleveland kind of place.
Okay. Now, when you were in these various ports, did you see signs of other countries, you know, sort of being dominant there, the Chinese, the Russians?
Oh, the Chinese have got a foothold in Africa like you wouldn't believe, everywhere. And in Togo, everybody seemed to have a brand new Chinese motorbike. And right next door in Ghana, you didn't see that. I don't know what the deal was, but they all had these Chinese motorcycles. They were little, you know, like 100cc, two-seaters. I don't know what they cost, but they were everywhere. I mean, 10 times more motorcycles than cars, which was just the opposite everywhere else we went.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jeff Giles and his trip to Africa. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Looking for a new career? You should consider a stable career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician.
After I graduated from CCNN, I felt really confident because I started getting all kinds of job offers and all kinds of job interviews. And I felt like I actually had the techniques and I had all the skill from school to actually do the jobs that I was applying for. Well, I feel really good about actually having a career that I can build my life around. I've never had an actual skill that I can actually anchor myself to that can just take me to so many different places. What I like about CCNN is they really help you find in yourself what you can actually succeed in. Well, obviously the best thing that's happened to me since graduation is getting a career.
Start your career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. 775-583-4696.
Is it time for a new car or truck? It's time you met Susanville Auto Center. SusanvilleAutoCenter.com. A friendly dealership with over 400 vehicles in stock. 1,500 between our five locations. Susanville Auto Center is a short trip for big savings. SusanvilleAutoCenter.com. Tons of new Fords. Hundreds of trucks. People come from all around to shop Susanville Auto Center. Click and save now. SusanvilleAutoCenter.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jeff Giles, the attorney. He has been on a remarkable 30-day cruise around places in Africa that most people never get to. So you started to talk about Togo. Tell us about Togo.
Well, the thing about Togo was it was kind of the dividing line between the Muslim part of Africa and the Christian part of Africa. And I didn't see any churches. I saw a couple of mosques. But there was voodoo everywhere. It was really, really great, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we went to a voodoo market where they had all kinds of things for sale that were amazing. I mean, skulls and pelts and, yeah, you know, dolls with nails in them. I should have brought a couple of those this morning. I got this one voodoo doll that I, you know, you put it down and you hammer the nails for your enemies. It's a really good deal. And they teach you how to do all that stuff over there.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to speak French, though. That's a French-speaking place, Togo. So, yeah, we saw this this guy who had a shop, and he would sell these little red fetishes to, like, St. Christopher medals to protect travelers. And, you know, they were kind of cool. I got some of those.
Do you ever get scared in these places that you go to?
Not really. You know, they're...
Because you've been to some pretty scary places.
Well, there's some pretty scary places in the world, but I don't go to Iraq and Syria. You know, that's just sort of out of the question.
Yeah, but you've been to other Middle Eastern countries that maybe not everybody else would go to.
No.
Let's talk about a country I'd never heard of in Africa called San Tome.
San Tome was a kind of a Russian satellite for many years. And when the Russians, Soviet Union fell apart, they just left. And they left this place in shambles, no infrastructure. I mean, they have roads, but not very good roads. And there wasn't even a dock for the cruise ship to come in. So we had to drop anchor and go back and forth on the lifeboats, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
I'd never been on a lifeboat like that before. They're quite nice. You could live on a lifeboat for a couple of days if you had to.
Yeah, well, the thing is that normally they would have tenders, you know, coming to and from. But
those were the tenders, yeah.
You went to Angola, and probably a lot of people are familiar with at least the name of the country, Angola. What did you find there?
It kind of looks like Stalinist Romania. You know, there's all these posters and billboards of all the politics, and they've got these revolutionary signs and slogans everywhere. A little bit like North Korea, you know, there's guys with AK-47s and missiles aimed at the imperialists and, you know, all that sort of thing. It's
no, actual or just in the posters?
Well, in the posters, yeah. I mean, I didn't see anything like that out in the tourist areas.
Okay, so they were friendly to tourists?
Oh, yeah, they were great. And we went and saw this guy, Agostinho Neto. He was the one that founded Angola. Remember back when the Cubans were fighting the South Africans and the Namibians and all like that? I guess he's the one that came out on top. And there's a big mausoleum for him, and they take everybody there and show him. It's sort of interesting.
And what language do they speak in Angola?
Portuguese. Portuguese is the lingua franca of the people. But I think, you know, underneath they speak a native language. I mean, they all speak native languages as their first language. And there's a lot of those. There's hundreds of them in Africa.
Okay, so what kind of tour did you take when you were in Angola?
Well, we went down the coast to a sort of a spa, and it was down the most god-awful road I've ever seen. I mean, the road to Gerlach.
Oh, no. That, you've been on a worse road.
Yeah.
The one with a tunnel.
Well, yeah, that's true. That was the Pamir Highway, but this was pretty bad road, and at the end of the bad road was a really nice place that had boats and jet skis and great food and friendly people, and it was, you know, well worth it. Yeah, I was surprised at that. I just didn't think they'd have that kind of infrastructure there, because the rest of Luanda was terrible. And the thing of it is, Angola now has got more oil revenues than Nigeria. There's tons of money flowing in there, but it's just not trickling down. That idea of trickle-down economics, yow. That's crazy, because the people, you know, literally live in shanty huts, and the millionaires and billionaires or whatever drive around in black limousines with armed guards, and, you know, that's kind of how it is. They basically were saying that you want to live like a Westerner, it's $500 a day in Angola.
Wow. Okay. Namibia.
That was really great. That reminded me of Nevada a lot. Lots of sand dunes, wildlife. Just great. I'd go back to Namibia. That's an amazing place.
What kind of wildlife?
Well, we saw flamingos, ostrich, and springbok on the loose, you know, running around. But they have other things there. We just didn't get in far enough to see that.
So you just basically got a little bit of a taste of everything. You also went to South Africa as the end point for the tour. How did you find South Africa? Were you in Johannesburg?
Well, I was in Johannesburg for a couple hours. I had a six-hour layover, and I found a driver to sort of drive me around, and I was surprised. You know, you hear stories about Soweto and it being awful, and it's really not. It's nice little, like, 800-square-foot houses, brick with tile roofs and fenced yards. I mean, it's a nice, livable community. It's not a mess, like they say. And the day I was there, there was a garbage collector strike, so there was, all through the city, there were just mountains of garbage everywhere, but that's not the way it is normally. I wouldn't go to Johannesburg as a, you know, destination, though. It's just not the kind of place you'd want to do. But the Cape Town is amazing. I'd go back there in a heartbeat. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the world, really. We spent several days in Cape Town, and we enjoyed that immensely.
Okay. I promised I would let you talk about Donald Trump in relation to this trip.
Well, nobody believes that Donald Trump is really a serious contender. I don't think he is, but, you know, people wonder about America. They just think we've sort of gotten off the rails, you know, ever since George Bush and his folly. So I don't know what to say. People overseas are a little bit scared, and America doesn't hold the attraction, I don't think, that it used to.
Really?
I don't think so, no.
Is that through your eyes or through their eyes?
Well, I can only see through mine, but South Africa has got a huge immigration problem. People are coming in like crazy. They're have lots and lots of unemployed down there because everybody wants to, you know, live the good life, and that's where it is in Africa. And I don't think there's any way for them to get from there to the United States easily. That's just too far.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for sharing your vacation. What a trip. Jeff Giles, we'll be right back.
The 12th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Teen Edition is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Builders Alliance, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the El Dorado Resort Casino Reno.
This New Year's Eve, ring in 2016 with News 4. Starting at 11:30, join Bill Frankmore, Shelby Sheehan, and the rest of the News 4 team live as we look back at the year that was and welcome the new year with a spectacular fireworks show presented by El Dorado Resort Casino, the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, Circus Circus Reno, and Harrah's Reno Casino and Hotel. Plus, live coverage of the festivities from South Lake Tahoe. The extravaganza starts at 11:30, and you'll see it only on News 4.
At Dollar Loan Center, the word no is a good thing. No collateral required. No prepayment penalties. No application fees. And best of all, no checking account required. When banks say no, we say yes. Getting a signature loan up to $2,500 or an auto title loan up to $10,000 from us is a no-brainer. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
Horsepower brings you Trailer Tips. When you see a horse trailer being towed, make sure to leave plenty of room between your vehicles when following and when passing. The truck's not just hauling a load. Sudden slowdowns or stops can injure or even kill. Please leave some room for horse trailers. A message from Horsepower, helping Nevada's wild, estray, and second chance horses, burros, and mules.
The Heartland Globetrotters!
This is where you won't believe becomes you'll never forget.
Playing Reno Event Center Tuesday, January 12th. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster today.
Wake up and come play.
Learn something new.
Get moving with us.
There's lots to do.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.